Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
All aboard!
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah.
We're going back to Eden.
We are going back to Eden. Welcome to the Back to Eden Pet and People Wellness Talk Radio Show with your hosts, Gigi Shimon and Dr. Mark. Are you with us?
I am. Gigi, great to be with you. Welcome, everyone, to the show. We have a lot of exciting information, as always, and we're really blessed and privileged to present it, and it's a wonderful day.
We would love to hear from everybody. If you want to email us, you can at wellness@back2eden.org. You can talk, you can ask questions to Dr. Mark. You can ask questions about any of the guests that we have on, any of the products in our store, any of the information that we bring, and that'll probably be the most applicable thing. But we've got great information on pets. We're going to have a doctor on today that works with livestock and pets. Isn't that right, Dr. Mark?
A valued friend and a wonderful practitioner, a colleague of mine, will be on, and I want to hear a little bit about his world and how he's really helping the animals and doing great work. And I know he knows acupuncture as well and chiropractic, so it's really exciting.
That is great. There's something going on with your sound there. Are you able to hear there, Dr. Mark?
Yes.
Can we hear you?
Can you hear me better?
Okay. Okay, that's better. Yeah, okay. Cyberspace. And so, great. I'm so excited to have Dr. Bruce on. That's going to be an awesome interview. Also, we have two new segments coming up, everybody. This is all about empowering you to be food independent for your pets, for your family. We're always talking about food on the show, aren't we, Dr. Mark?
You know, it's so important, folks, the vitality and the energetics of our food. We just sometimes people that are more aware of that topic are very well versed in their food and what we put into our body or a pet's body as well. So we're really excited about bringing you the very best information to not only get well, but stay well. And that's what it's all about.
So what we're going to have is two new segments. One of them is with, well, I can't release their names yet, but one of them is with an organic chicken and turkey farmer who's been doing it for like 30 years. He's very, very passionate. He loves his animals. He actually has a turkey that is his children's family pet. And so he's going to help us learn how to have healthy, fresh eggs and healthy, fresh meat, if that's what you want to do, for your animals. And it's all doable. And what you can do is you can get together with a family and you can do a chicken co-op. You can do a food co-op where everybody starts to help everybody and everyone benefits. And we have lots of great ideas and solutions like that for families who want to be food independent, who want to know what kind of food they're actually getting. And he's going to give great tips on how to feed these animals organically and at an extreme savings. A lot of people have this concept, Dr. Mark, that organic living and healthy living is more expensive, but I have absolutely disproved that. Haven't you found that to be true?
You know, there are a lot of solutions, Gigi, that we can do that just start simple and do several things that are organic that you can make a difference in your family as you go shopping and look at these key ingredients. And so it's absolutely affordable, and we can make changes in our family. We look at the long run, too, and look at, you know, we don't really think about the next 20 years, but really we're planning for tomorrow today. So as we upgrade our food and upgrade the quality of the ingredients we're putting in our body, it makes a big difference even in today, not only today, but moving forward. And so I recommend it. Absolutely.
Well, especially for animals, their ancestral diet was a meat diet. It was a foraging diet. I mean, they had some other things. Dogs especially will forage. But primarily, if you look at their digestive tract, they were designed for meat eating. Now, while ethically I have a problem with that, I still can't deny that that's really how things were set up, at least after the flood. You know, we don't have to go into a big theological thing, but I've done a lot of study on the archaeology and the geomorphology and the different things. And there's something called the Austin Chalk that is a residual artifact of the flood that's global. How do you explain that? But anyway, we won't go into that. We're talking about healthy food for dogs and cats, and they need a meat-based diet. That's what their bodies were designed to have. So how awesome would it be if you knew you could give your animals the purest, healthiest meat the way they were designed to eat, and you could do it for less money than going and paying big bucks for extra organic stuff? It's all doable. And like I said, families can get together and do it together, and many hands make the work light. Also, we're going to start having a gardening segment to help you know how to garden for your animals and how to do it and do it on a really cost-effective, easy-to-garden basis. So we're going to give you all the tools you need and be available to serve you in any way that we can to support your pet's highest wellness, their longevity, their best quality of life right now, because a lot of the information we have on our website is backtoeden.us for our pets, backtoeden.org for our people, and then the whole Joy Mode lifestyle on Joy Mode Living, M-O-D-E, Joy Mode. That's the mode we want to be in, the Joy Mode Living.com, for putting it all together, really. And so we're giving you the tools to make a healthy lifestyle a reality. And we're not just talking about theories, and we're not just trying to sell stuff. We've lived it. The rubber met the road in my life and in Dr. Mark's life and in all of the people that we're bringing to you. These are people with real experiences, real research, real documentation, and proof that this Back to Eden approach is really transformational. Don't your babies deserve it? They absolutely do. And so we're going to make it easy for you and also fun. We're going to start having contests so that you can maybe win some information products from our new guests that are going to be coming on, and whatever other discounts we can get for you, we're going to try to get for you, because it's expensive to have pets. It's expensive to have children. It's expensive to buy food right now, really. Everything in the economy, we don't know what's going to happen. That's another benefit with sourcing your own food. You don't have to worry about, you know, an oil embargo or something going on where the food supply is disrupted and your babies might not be able to get what they need, or your family. We make it so easy to just do it yourself. And then you can always have that as a backup. And that's a great thing to know. So we're going to take a real quick break, Dr. Mark, and then come back with more information for you, our favorite people ever, our listening audience. See you on the other side.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
Your pets doing? Are they full of energy? Are they strong and healthy? Are their coats smooth and glossy? Well, at backtoeden.org, it's quick and easy to put the pizzazz back into your pets. Backtoeden.org has products that are like nothing else you have ever tried. Go to back2eden.org to turn your pet's body clock back to Eden. back2eden.org. That's back2eden.org.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all-natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purspraypet.com. That's purspraypet.com. purspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah.
We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet People Wellness Pet Talk Radio Show with your host, Gigi Shimon and Dr. Mark. And we were going to start introducing some more information so you can understand how your pet's bodies work so that you can be a more informed pet owner and pick up signs and signals that you might not otherwise pick up. Also, to offer some answers that you might not otherwise have known or available for pet wellness, and to hear about how dynamic and how powerful they are. So, Dr. Mark, a lot of people don't realize that the body is an electrical machine, and that the nervous system is almost like the wiring of the body. And I understand, you know, from the study and the work that I've done, that Chinese medicine is a 5,000-year-old medicine form. I think if it didn't work, we probably would have figured it out by now. But actually what's happening is UCLA and the top hospitals in the nation are putting acupuncturists on staff to help deal with all the data that we're doing. China's had data. They have 5,000 years of data. But we had to do our own data. And now that data's coming in. And they're putting them on staff because acupuncture really does offer a wonderful thing. Now, a lot of people think, especially those with spiritual persuasions, oh, acupuncture is voodoo. It's like needles. It's just like voodoo. No. No, it's electricity. A needle just happens to be an electrical gap bridger. In other words, if you have a broken circuit, you need a little piece of metal to bridge that circuit, don't you? Well, that acupuncture needle actually acts as a circuit bridge through many different energy matrices that we could go into a really deep scientific and quantum discussion about. But to keep it simple, it's basically helping to rebridge a broken circuit in a lot of cases. So, Dr. Mark, since it's not voodoo and it's basically just straight up electricity, how can people's pets really benefit from acupuncture? Tell us more about it.
I'd love to. Acupuncture is a amazing art form, folks, that is, you would say, very simple and very safe. And here's why. Because I've had it done on myself before, and having studied acupuncture, have used that historically in my practice years ago. And so it did have an incredible benefit. It's like chiropractors talk about the spine and the nervous system and the vitality to the body and how important it is to have proper electrical flow with less misalignments in the spine, or what are called subluxations on a technical level. But essentially, you want that nervous system to work properly, don't we? And that includes our animals as well. So it was brought to my attention, and I haven't worked on, seen a lot with horses, but for example, it was explained to me from a chiropractic friend of mine that we see that shiver going down maybe one spot on the spine, Gigi, and going right down. That could be a potential area of the spine that's out of alignment. But folks, the interesting thing is that the skill of chiropractic, as you'll hear from Dr. Bruce here in a little bit, reflects how the body can heal itself. So we talk about these precious animals, horses, dogs, your cats, and so forth. Are there veterinarians that are doing acupuncture today that have studied it and that are using it successfully in their practice? Yes, all across the country. As a matter of fact, there's even one or two vets locally that exercise that precision of acupuncture for animals when it's needed, and really anybody can benefit. So the excitement is that the body does have an energy field, as you talked about, Gigi, but then also the channels that go through our arms and our legs and head and all the way through that course through our body actually are called meridians, And these meridians are like, I kind of liken it to the electrical. I mean, some people have their wiring underground now, so this isn't a fair example. But we all remember where the electrical towers, obviously in the neighborhoods, you know, you got the wire going to the next pole, and the pole comes up, and then it goes down, and the next wire goes up to the next pole, and obviously. And so the element being is those, the pole, if we liken that to the acupuncture points that actually come up to the surface of the skin, there is actually a circuitry of the body that can be out of balance due to a number of factors, including stress or emotions or toxins or injury, that can throw off that delicate balance of the body. Well, we have this flow through our system, so acupuncture is yet another way, and it's an incredibly detailed system that has been around for 5,000 years in China. The problem was, Gigi, I don't read Chinese, right? So being Swedish, I'm like, I'm at an extreme disadvantage here. So I'm grateful to my teachers to bring this amazing art to the U.S. and actually teaching it since the 70s, actually. I think President Nixon was instrumental in bringing acupuncture into the U.S. after his trips to China. So essentially it started then, but really in the U.S., as more of a eventual mainstream as it is now. But these delicate needles basically are positioned strategically on specific points that I liken to the top of these electrical poles, right? They come to the surface of the skin, and then the wires are like what's going underneath the skin or in the coursing through alongside the vessels and veins and so forth of our body. But it's actually repairing that breach of electrical, that gap, if you will. And it's like an antenna that when you put an acupuncture needle in your body, it's really, you're affecting the what's underneath the skin, obviously, and that meridian point. But also what's above, the needle that's above the skin is actually like an antenna that brings the energy right in from outside the body in. And that's the body field that we've talked about before. So it's really an exciting science that has certainly emerged nicely, in my opinion, a very safe procedure for animals. And a local veterinarian that's doing acupuncture may be someone to employ for your animal's challenges. But we've seen wonderful things. So it's real exciting, Gigi.
Oh, yeah. When there is a physical injury or any scar tissue, that is blocked energy. And acupuncture is amazing with that. I actually worked for one of the top acupuncturists in California. I ran her practice. She was trained at the Harvard of acupuncture schools and was a medical doctor as well as an Oriental medical doctor. She worked on the Chinese military. And I saw a gentleman, an 83-year-old gentleman, who was a square dancer and a big, huge 6'8" guy stepped on his foot and severed his nerve. And he had been to Scripps, he had been to Mayo Clinic, he had been to UCLA. Nobody could help him. He was in continuous pain. His foot flopped. He couldn't control it. And he had excruciating pain. So finally he was like, okay, I'm just going to try this acupuncture thing. He must have had a praying mama or something, because for him to find the doctor that I worked for was really like a needle in a haystack, and pun intended. But anyway, he found her. Three treatments. His nerve regrew, and he was back square dancing, an 83-year-old man. I saw it with my own eyes. Now, she had really advanced techniques. I've worked with a lot of acupuncturists, and she's still there in California, and I would be glad to tell anybody how to get a hold of her. She's in the Laguna Hills area. Amazing, amazing acupuncturist. I saw a woman that could not conceive, that had gone through all sorts of fertility treatment, conceive. In fact, she has never had one patient that she treated for infertility that did not conceive. I mean, amazing stuff. This is really what's possible with these lost arts that were lost to us but not lost to the world and have continued to advance in China. Really, China now is kind of integrating, doing the complementary. This is what's known as complementary medicine, where you take the East and the West and you use the best of both and you bring it together for dynamic solutions. And China's really on the forefront of that now, and that's exciting. I also had the privilege of in the on the island island of Hawaii, they opened the first complementary medical hospital in the United States there in Waimea on the Big Island with the gentleman that invented the pacemaker, Dr. Earl Bochen. And he had acupuncturists on staff, herbalists on staff, chiropractors on staff, all cranial sacral massage therapists working right alongside Harvard and Stanford, you know, medical doctors, everybody working together. It was a very, very powerful place, and anyone that is looking for a dynamic complementary medical solution, it's definitely there in Waimea at the Lucy Enriquez Medical Center. I recommend it. But we've got to take another quick break and then we'll come back with our guest, Dr. Bruce, and we hope you'll stay tuned. Catch you on the other side.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
Itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426 or on the web www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah. We're going back to Eden. Welcome back to the Back to Eden. Back to Eden in Eden Pet Talk Wellness and People Wellness Show. You know, I think the first contest we're going to have is to have people come up with the proper name for this, because we've got to go back to Eden. That's what it's all about. Back to the simplicity of the original created patterns of perfection for our pets and for our pet owners. That's why we have to bring the people thing into it, because if mom and dad aren't healthy, they're not going to be able to take care of their babies properly. And so we're very honored to welcome our guest, Dr. Bruce Crabtree. He's a practitioner, a friend of Dr. Mark, who's with us also. And I'm going to let you two doctor guys here just get this party started.
Thanks, Gigi. I really appreciate having Dr. Bruce on. And welcome today. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bruce.
Hey, Dr. Mark. Thanks for having me. It's a privilege.
You bet. And so we were talking earlier about acupuncture and just kind of getting our listening audience up to speed a little bit. There are a lot of our guests, I'm sure, that are familiar with acupuncture, maybe have tried it as a modality that they either rely upon on a regular basis or have certainly tried for a particular challenge or even for their animals. Now, I know that your skill set is a doctor of chiropractic, and then also you've studied acupuncture. Tell us a little bit about when it was that you integrated acupuncture into your practice, and how that's really made a big difference in your practice.
Oh, well, I've not been trained in acupuncture, just to let you know up front. So,
okay. As far as laser that you do, though, as far as laser and the chiropractic element, go right ahead.
Sure. Well, maybe I should give a little history of this. I've been a chiropractor for almost 30 years. And before I became a chiropractor, I was going to Iowa State University to become a veterinarian. And like so many chiropractor stories, we heard her back, went to a chiropractor, we got help. He said, hey, I want to do this. And so that's kind of how God used that in my life, was going from an injured back in veterinary medicine to a career in chiropractic. So... But as I got into my practice and working, before I did that, I was working for a place in Iowa called Hawkeye Breeders. And we work with these expensive bulls for AI and artificial insemination things. These are very expensive bulls. And if they were out of commission, if they couldn't function, they were just, I tell people, they were expensive hamburgers. And
right.
So that was my experience before I got into chiropractic. And lo and behold, about 15, 20 years later, I saw where they offered chiropractic care. They could teach you how to do chiropractic on animals. I said, well, that's interesting. So I got in there and got trained for that. I do a technique called veterinary orthopedic manipulation, VOM for short. And so we started doing that. I started to have veterinarians refer to me on these animals, getting great results. And all of a sudden, find out it's not legal in Nebraska. And when I was investigated, I said, look, I don't want to do anything illegal. That's not right. So how do I make it legal? They said, oh, just get a law passed. So I said, okay. So that's what I've done the last 10 years. And I finally, in December, got a law passed for this. And it was LB 463. It's called a licensed animal therapist. And under that group, we put five disciplines. And so it's the only law like it in the United States. But it includes chiropractors, physical therapists, acupuncturists, occupational therapists, and massage therapists.
Oh, so, what an achievement. Dr. Crabtree, thank you for doing that.
Oh, it was my pleasure. And it was a labor of love. I mean, it's almost 10 years in the making of working on that there. So I think God taught me a lot of persistence, perseverance, and endurance.
Yeah.
And, I'm not a politician, but we had to sit through Senate hearings and public hearings and lots of debates and a lot of things. So I learned a lot about how the whole political system works in Nebraska. So it was good. I mean, God uses those things to teach you and grow you and stretch you.
Yes.
And so anyway, we got this law passed just in December. And so it's just nice that I helped put the law together so that we tie in with the veterinarians.
Yes.
So this has to be a vet referral. So the veterinarian has to have seen this animal in the last 90 days. And then it's vet referral. The vet needs to call us up and say, hey, I'm referring this pet, this animal, this livestock to you and see with your expertise what you can do to help improve this animal's health or help with this condition. So we work hand in hand with the veterinarians.
Oh, that's neat.
So,
wow, congratulations. That's wonderful. And I know that it's a win. It's a win for all the disciplines, and that's wonderful. I mean, acupuncture is very active in our state. Chiropractic is very active. There are a lot of people that will be able to take advantage of that as professionals in our state. And once again, that's a wonderful, wonderful outcome. So congratulations to you.
Hey, guys, does anybody have the radio show turned on their computer? Anyone? Because I just heard it echo with you, Dr. Mark.
No, I don't.
I don't either.
Okay. That's so hopefully tech is working on that right now. Well, gentlemen, actually, we're right in line for a break, and that'll give the guys a chance to work on this. So let's come back and really get into the meat of this, if you'll stick with us.
Sure.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden radio show with your host, Gigi Shimon, Dr. Mark, and our special guest today, Dr. Bruce Crabtree, an animal and people chiropractor in Nebraska, who is just telling us this amazing story that he worked for 10 years to get the law passed so that animal owners in Nebraska can have the choice of taking their pets to five different disciplines, including chiropractic and acupuncture. We really, really thank you for that, Dr. Crabtree. And you probably should write a book on it so that we can all learn, because my dream and goal is to get the German animal laws over here so that we don't have any more stray animals. So I'll have to check up with you on that one. Sure. But let's talk about some of the case histories that you have involving chiropractic, involving acupuncture, and just basically, you know, alternative and complementary wellness care that you're doing in concert and working together with the veterinarians there in Nebraska.
Sure, sure. I work on really all different species. I work on horses. I work on dogs. I work on cats. I work on show cattle. I work on these AI bulls. I mean, some of these bulls are $250,000.
Wow.
And they can produce up to $1 million a year worth of, you know, semen and things for their owners. And if they're not able to function properly, then that's a big loss. So, like I said, it's funny how God allows that to happen. 30 years later, I'm back working with bulls like I was before I got into chiropractic. So it's been interesting. So it's just really opened up our market. I, as a people chiropractor for all these years, my little motto now is I say I can work on you and the horse you rode in on. So it's interesting. In fact, just yesterday I was working on a horse for a young teenager. She is 16, and Erica had a disease that left her unable to walk.
Wow.
But she really enjoyed riding her horse, and so I was working on her horse yesterday. Poker is the horse's name, and he was having some problems walking, some gait problems, some stiffness and things. So we wanted to make sure she had the best ride she could, and so we treated him yesterday. And you can stimulate acupuncture points on the animal with our cold laser.
Yes, that's the needleless acupuncture, which is also a great alternative to needle acupuncture. Color, I actually trained on a color light acupuncture piece of equipment. Mm-hmm. And it was over a weekend. It was a weekend training, you know, a 3-day training. And by the end of the 3 days, everybody's face, the wrinkles had diminished. Mm-hmm. There was a glisten in their eye. I mean, everyone got an incredible benefit. It's almost, I don't think one can replace the other, but you need them both.
Sure.
Both, yeah.
Yeah, and we do a natural facelift with our cold laser. It can tighten up the tissues and the muscles and stuff, and it's amazing what you can see if you take the pictures just in a 2 or 3 day period. We did that on one woman. She went home, and her husband didn't know anything about it, and he said, "Are you changing your makeup? What's going on with your face?" That was after 2 treatments. What's going on with your face?
Translated as, "Honey, you look beautiful."
Right, right. So we've used the laser on wounds, you know, wounds and injuries and stuff. You know, if there's an open wound, you can use that to help clean that up. Funguses, some of these horses will get a fungus from the saddle.
Sure.
And the girth and things. Again, a lot of things with the dogs and cats. There's so many different illnesses that you can use. And a cold laser doesn't create any heat, but it goes in there at a cellular level and helps increase energy to the mitochondria, the power plant of the cell. So the FDA says when you use this on a human, you can increase their speed up their healing time by about 35%.
Well, it has, wow, those cascading electrons. It has all,
exactly,
those biophotons.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's bio-nutritional food that really communicates on the DNA level. That's been proven,
exactly,
by the latest research.
Exactly.
That,
yeah,
DNA is a light communicator.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
That's very awesome. Now, I understand also, you know, we talked a lot with our listeners about food and about what they're feeding, mm-hmm, their pets.
Sure.
And you have a story about a Chihuahua. Can you tell,
right,
us that story?
Sure. A Chihuahua came from Omaha, actually, and it had a common, you'll see, itchy, scratchy disease where the dog and cat is itching, scratching, hair's coming out, I mean, down to the skin and bleeding. and it's a toxicity. They're being they're having some type of toxic reaction. And this dog was so bad, his skin oozed underneath his arms and his legs there. And so you just turn him upside down, he just oozed. And the veterinarian was treating him for steroids, just kind of shoving that back in. Well, I mean, he looked better, and he kind of felt a little better, but it wasn't really getting to the root cause. So we did a food elimination diet. I said, bring all the food that you're feeding this dog, and let's check it out. And so we eliminated a lot of these different foods, and within 30 days, he'd basically cleared up.
See, really, this is what I keep telling everybody. I'm like a broken record, but it's going to get through, because when the light bulb goes off and you actually try it, your pet's lives are going to be transformed. I, for 30 years of rescuing, have been able to turn around 95% of my cases with food, pure water, really, you know, great structured water, clean water, and high-level food. And I've been able to avoid thousands and thousands of dollars in vet bills. You know, you save that for the really drastic stuff. But if you're an animal rescuer or a pet owner that's on a budget, make your investment in the food. Then you don't have to watch your pet go through hell, because they're going to have such a high quality of life. They don't usually have as many emotional issues, although abused animals can, that block their wellness. And so you give them this good food and this great water, and they start to thrive. It is amazing. So 30-day turnaround and something that even steroids couldn't fix. That's a great story, Dr. Crabtree.
I was going to tell you another story, too, as far as when going back to rescue animals. A lot of these animals have been abused physically.
Yes.
And a lot of times they won't even make eye contact with you. There's almost shame involved. And so
Yes. For
years they have used color therapy on animals. It's called chromotherapy.
Yes.
And so you can use chromotherapy to help emotionally with the animal. It's going back to the brain and neurologically and stuff, but you can actually help those animals with that. There's some homeopathic stuff that I use as far as that. A lot of times they want to use doggy Prozac, and there's nutritional things that you can do to help with that anxiety, separation anxiety, and, you know, lightning and all these noises that scares them, or when they're home by themselves, they want to tear the place apart. There are some things you can do to help with that naturally.
Absolutely. And they are categorically putting them on antidepressants, and that's really just a masking. It's masking a symptom. It's not dealing with the root cause. You want to find out why these behaviors are happening. What I've found out is there's always a reason. It's cause and effect. The body was created to function at perfection by our loving Creator. So when it's not functioning at perfection, it's our job to be the investigators, to go and find out what's blocking that function. Because really, unless there's a genetic anomaly, and I understand that very intimately, even when you have a genetic anomaly, like with some of these purebred dogs that have the, you know, tendencies toward hips dysplasia or tendencies towards this condition or that, I have found that with superior nutrition, with energy medicine, with pure water, that they can have a much better quality of life, and they do not have the severity of symptoms, and many of them avoid them altogether. Have you found that to be true, Dr. Crabtree?
Well, I agree. Even my own pets, I switched over to organic, and the first thing I noticed, they all lost weight. Because they were filling up with empty calories.
Well, they were starving for nutrition, so they were trying to get the bulk in to quantify that nutritional need.
Yep. And with dense nutrients, you know, with organic food and stuff like that, they'll leave their food bowl will be half full most of the time instead of empty all the time, because they're satisfied. They're getting what they need and their nutrients from their food now, and they're not just looking for the next meal as soon as they can. But that was the first thing I noticed on my cats as well as my dogs. They just lost weight, got thinner, and they look healthy, because most of the time people look at animals and they're mostly all overweight, which they think that's the norm, and it's not. They're supposed to be lean and mean.
With shiny coats and bright eyes.
Exactly.
So we're going to talk about some more cases. We have to take another quick break, but right when we get back. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it's only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, paws and claws and hoofs. Today with the Back to Eden radio show with your hosts, Gigi Shimona, Dr. Mark, and our special guest, Dr. Bruce Crabtree, a chiropractor and animal chiropractor from the state of Nebraska, who has amazing stories that can help you make better health decisions for your pets and to have more options to choose from. So, Dr. Mark, how did you first meet Dr. Bruce?
Well, it's our decade plus has been so filled with wonderful people and colleagues to get to know. Dr. Bruce has been practicing in Nebraska for many years, and his expertise as a multiple disciplinary practice to not only include advanced chiropractic, but also working with the emotional side and also the nutritional side, a very broad scope with not only people, but now pets, and it's a wonderful thing that you can work with animals. Dr. Bruce, tell us how somebody could get a hold of you or contact you and find out more about your practice.
Sure. Our Columbus, I'm in Columbus, and our office phone number is 1-877-564-7514. And you can also call me on my cell phone, 402-276-1348. I have a website, and that you could go to avenuechiro.com. And then also we're on Facebook and Instagram. So like us on Facebook. My daughter just put together, my animal clinic is named Rockin' Sea Animal Chiropractic. Rockin' Sea Animal Chiropractic. And so we have websites. They're putting together all kinds of things now that people can start to communicate and talk back and forth and some of the things we can do. So that was the easy way to get a hold of us.
Now, Dr. Crabtree, your experience with chiropractic, just getting involved, was due to a particular injury in the past. Tell us a little bit about your health back then and what happened and what led you in the particular direction of being a chiropractic physician.
Sure. Well, like I said, I've been in practice. This will be my 30th year there, Mark, already. And
wow.
Unbelievable. And I got to know you through your father. Your father was my insurance agent.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
remember that?
Great
story. So, small world. So that's how we got to know Mark. And so anyway, yeah, this will be my 30th year, 26 in Nebraska. And again, hurt my back as I was going to my pre-vet years and switched over to chiropractic. But now 13 years ago, I got bucked off one of my horses and broke my neck.
Wow.
And it was some of these other things that I learned about more in depth, as far as it's amazing how God doesn't waste pain. You know,
no.
He teaches you a lot of things through pain, endurance, and it's not your successes, but it's your failures or your adversity. It's going through the hard stuff. That's what refines our character and teaches us things. So I thought, okay, I broke my neck. This is not good. And so I started calling around the country to buddies of mine. I said, okay, what do I do here? And so I got involved with cold laser, some of these adjusting tools called an adjuster that you can use. It's a two-pronged adjuster that you can adjust with. Just a lot more things in that area. that expanded, got me back on my feet. I mean, I was in the hospital for a day and a half, and I missed my practice for 9 days. That was it, with a broken neck.
What?
Yeah. So a lot of nutrition, cold laser, a lot of adjustments with this type of work. And, yeah, I was 9 days I missed out of my office with a broken neck. Now, I didn't look as good as some of my patients, but I managed and did well. And, again, that's how you learn. You know, you get drug out into the wilderness for a little while. But it was through those things that I learned. And then the animal chiropractic I got into is called VOM, veterinary orthopedic manipulation. So it's very safe, effective tools that we use. Some chiropractors and veterinarians will adjust with their hands, but an animal is 8 times faster than you are. And so I choose to use these tools, which are quick. They're high speed, low force. They don't make the animal sore. You can adjust them. They can go right into the show ring, and they won't have that soreness. And there's never been, in all the years of the of VOM technique, no one's ever injured an animal.
Wow. Wow. That says a lot. That's huge. So they can, yes, that, you know, these are the advanced technologies. I love that people, I really believe it's the hand of our loving creator that continues to give us advanced solutions for some of our advanced problems that we're having right now. For instance, there are still people that put their dogs in the back of pickups and think that's okay without, you know, securing them. Have you ever had to deal with any of those animals, Doctor?
I have. Yeah, I had a Labrador. And he had fell out of the back of a pickup and injured his leg. Vets said never be able to walk again, certainly never be able to, you know, not walk again, couldn't jump back into the pickup again. And so we started working with him, laser adjustments, nutrition. And he came out of that fine. I had a Great Dane had accidentally fallen out of a vehicle that had its top down, and it was drugged for 30 or 40 yards.
Oh,
Before the owner realized what was going on. And so she was a K-State. So he'd fractured his back, his pelvis, his neck was messed up. And so he was a 2-year-old Great Dane, and the K-State vet said, look, you know, we did surgery on him, but you might as well just put him down. He's never going to walk or do anything well. And so she got online and heard about me, and she was from Norfolk. And so we started working on this dog, and just a sweet dog and stuff, and we got him so he could walk again, walk well.
Wow.
He put weight back on. Now he's 150 pounds, a healthy, happy animal.
Wow.
And that was through chiropractic care and cold laser, all these things. But he could not even sit. And so that's a huge story on that one. So he is just he's our poster child for chiropractic care.
Wow. And so
wonderful,
please, again, give that contact information for your clinic.
Sure. It's our office is 1-877-564-7514, or you can call me on my cell at 402-276-1348.
And how many doctors do you know that give out their cell phone number? That is really awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing the stories yourself, and this is the gentleman that is making it possible for animal owners in the entire state of Nebraska to be able to have these choices now for their pet care. What great stories. How beautiful. Now, the cold lasers, there's all different kinds. These are the professional ones that you use?
Correct. Yeah, I have 7 cold lasers.
Ah, see, there's so many different kinds.
I don't know if there's anybody else in the country that has that many, but I tell you, I don't think I could practice without them. But we use them every day, all day long. And so I just seen so many amazing things with people as well as the animals to help speed up the healing process. It's pretty miraculous.
Have you ever seen a reciprocal relationship emotionally or even physically between pet owners and their pets? For instance, if the pet owner is in distress and is sick, does it affect the animal? Have you seen any interplay like that?
I have, and most people won't like it when I tell them this. If you see, I'd have families where the whole family is always sick, always sick, always sick. And I used to tell people, if you have a cat, get rid of it because it carries all the human diseases. And now I have an alternative way I can get the cat healthy. So you don't have to get rid of the family pet. So, but before, they would literally get rid of the cat out of the house and the whole family got better. So the cats can carry a lot of those diseases and problems and just be the one that's in the loop that keeps everybody sick. So now we can treat the cat and get them healthy, and then the whole family is happier and healthier.
That is really, really vital information. Also, what we've been able to do in our practice with people is completely eliminate allergies to pet dander. It really wasn't the pet dander that was the problem. The problem was is that their blood was full of debris, that their immune system was compromised, and once they got their body tuned back up, they were no longer allergic to the dander.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I've been using a nutritional line called Standard Process for
they're a great company.
Years, and they are producing a lot of animal products now, and so we're starting to learn about those. So different things for horses. There are more horses now in the United States than there ever has been.
Wow.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? When they used to be, everything was horse-powered, but there are so many more now for, you know, people with, they use it for dressage, and they do, you know, hunters and jumpers and the horse shows, and there's so many different things. There's a lot of team ropers out there, so I work on barrel racers. All these horses are very athletic, and boy, they have a lot of demanding work, and so you want to keep those at peak performance. So we treat them, we adjust them, we laser them nutritionally. There's things you do for mobility, and even metabolically, a lot of horses end up with what's called laminitis, or what they used to call it, founder, and they would just be overfed with too many carbs. Here it goes back to the diet, whether it's a human or a horse. They can be fed with that, and it really messes them up. So there's nutritional things you could do for those animals to keep them healthy and productive for a very long time.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you now have the contact information to get a hold of Dr. Crabtree. If you know anyone that has livestock or racing animals that are, you know, or breeding animals that are very high-end, it may be worth your time to take that animal out to Nebraska to get this kind of care. And we encourage you to do so and to give Dr. Crabtree a call and to tell any friends that you know that have the same thing about Dr. Crabtree's practice. And we've got to have you back again, Doctor. You have some amazing stories. And it was such a privilege having you. And Dr. Mark, we're already out of time again.
It went so fast, Gigi. Dr. Bruce, thank you so much for being with us. And you have just such an amazing skill set, and you've had wonderful results with chiropractic care and also helping the animals. So we appreciate all you're doing in your busy practice.
Oh, I appreciate it, Dr. Mark. Thanks for having me today.
Okay, thank you, everyone, for listening today. We'll see you next time on the Back to Eden Wellness Show.
You've been listening to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show.